Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Right on time delivery. Tom Ackerman rolling in the door here, ready to talk some college football. He might be a little distracted today. Like, Tom, if I said to you, OH, what would your response be to that?
Come on.
IU.
That would be my response to that, big boy. I think we're going to have ourselves a game on Saturday.
Yeah.
I think people are underestimating Indiana a little bit, which is fine. I mean, it's totally fine. I mean, you know, they're 10-0. They've played their schedule. It's not their fault that Michigan wasn't great this year and Washington wasn't great this year. Last year, they were in the national championship game, those two teams. Michigan was ranked 3 when the Indiana schedule came out last year. Washington was 5. Heck, even UCLA was 19. It's not their fault that UCLA wasn't good. They smashed everybody this year except Michigan, who played them tough in Bloomington, and they got through it with a very, very good defensive effort. So now it's their biggest challenge. It's Ohio State on Saturday. Indiana's a 13-point dog. Ohio State's great. Indiana's played them well through the years. Not really recently, the last couple of years. Last year they lost to him 23-3 in the opening game in Bloomington. And late after that season, they fired Tom Allen. They actually bought him out. They paid like $20 million to get rid of him.
Wow.
Indiana's loaded with money, if you didn't know. They just write a check.
There's all those rich alumni like Tom Ackerman.
So they hire Kurt Cignetti. What a breath of fresh air this has been. I mean, he is just – he just says – what he wants to say, he's confident.
When's the last time he lost? Remind me.
Yeah, last year. He was asked, you know, he was the coach at JMU last year. Okay. They lost one game. So, you know, they said, why are you so confident about your team? He's like, yeah, my coaching staff has won 25 of the last 26 games.
Yeah, I
think we feel pretty good. Now, they're going to go in there feeling like, not how do we keep this close so that the committee still respects us. I do believe they're going to go up there thinking they can win the game. Now, whether they can is another story. I mean, you're going to have to play very, very well, which they do with play discipline, but you can't make mistakes, can't turn it over, give Ohio State a short field. That game will be over in a blink. But if you play them like they've played everybody else, disciplined football, move the ball with a great quarterback, they can make a game out of that, and they can beat Ohio State. But, you know, it'll be fun. I feel much better about it. After they beat Michigan, that was such a huge win because now they're 10-0. Had they gone into this 9-1, you know, they're in huge trouble.
You know, I grew up in Southern Ohio, so I was always a Buckeyes fan, football fan growing up. So I joked here earlier that maybe we put a little side bet on this.
I'll put a side bet.
Kim St. Ange thought the winner should have to buy her breakfast.
Because that way I win
either
way.
The loser, I should say, have a shit to buy.
I think that's a good deal for Kim. And it's
a good deal for Kim.
I would gladly buy you breakfast, but I'm looking forward to Mark buying you a nice breakfast.
I'm just looking forward to either of you buying me breakfast.
It's going
to
be fun.
Are we playing it straight up?
Yeah, I'll do straight up.
Right,
I don't need points.
He feels confident.
Because if they lose
a clear...
Whoa! Yeah, that's my...
A clear view of who's going to win, right?
My news bulletin that I would feel bad, even, you know, if we lose the game, we lose the game. Like, yeah. I wouldn't feel good with a cover. I want to win the game straight up, so I'd rather bet it straight up. Yeah.
All right. So there you go, Kim. Okay.
Wow, this is
no matter
fantastic.
Who loses, you
I didn't
win.
Think, yeah, I didn't think you guys would agree to this.
No matter who wins, you win.
Whatever. Let's always bet that way.
Yeah. I look at it this way: how much would I pay for an Indiana win?
Thank you.
Yeah,
you don't care.
I mean, I just want to see him win the game. And if they lose it, and I got to buy breakfast, it is what it is. It's all good.
Hey, yeah, you know, the Blues are getting some hate. They revealed their jerseys for the Winter Classic, and people are not a fan.
Fine.
A couple of my friends liked it. I'll tell you, my honest first impression is I didn't like it.
I
like the blue note, and I don't like anything else. I know it says St. Louis across the front, and that's cool now, but it looks kind of... It's okay. I didn't have that much of an opinion. It wasn't like I looked at it and, you know,
repulsed.
Wrinkled my face or whatever. Yeah, it's fine.
I didn't see it. I'm trying
to
look at
it. If someone gave you one, you wouldn't like, I'm never going to wear this.
Yeah,
you'd wear it.
I guess. I don't know. I'm not a big jersey wearer to begin with, but I prefer the blue note. My first look at it, I didn't like it. Yeah. But it is what it is. I think that they should wear... I understand they change it up because they want you to buy them.
Yep.
You know, so they're trying to get people to buy. That's why the Cardinals have their change of jerseys. That's why Major League Baseball does the City Connects and things like that. I got it.
Well, they really need to win, so...
I'm just more of a classic jersey guy.
Yeah,
Blues,
see,
Blackhawks.
Yeah, I don't lie. I'm not.
Yeah, you know, it's...
But it's not as bad as that the Lou thing the Cardinals did. I just have to say, was not a fan of that one.
I thought the Lou was okay.
Okay.
The Lou
was that
okay.
City?
Yeah.
No,
City
the Cardinals.
St. Louis.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. I think that it's fine. They're going up there wearing St. Louis jerseys in Chicago. It's fine. Whatever. I don't really have much of an opinion on that.
They're playing a team with 3 wins tonight, Kim, so there's a chance.
No, don't you say that, Carl, because you would think they beat some of the other teams they played,
nope,
I guess,
it's
and
look
they
like the
have
Stanley
not.
Cup tonight, and they're going to beat the hell out of
us. So Tom and I were talking about this the other day, and Kim, it's not because of what you think that I want to bring this up.
Oh, gosh.
But
Kentucky.
Travis Ford, the SLU, former SLU coach Travis Ford, did a fantastic job this week, and I'd never heard him do play-by-play. I mean, he was doing color commentary, I guess, for the Kentucky game against Lipscomb, and he killed it. He crushed it.
He was great. In fact, I did reach out to him yesterday.
Oh, did you text him? Good.
Yeah, he thanked us for those compliments. He is really good at what he does. I think he's going to be a good basketball broadcaster. I had no idea. I should have known better. We should have tried to hire him. No, I'm just kidding. He's really great. I think that he's got a chance to be really good if that's the direction he wants to go. I would imagine usually coaches have an itch to get back into it, but some don't.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's run its course and, like, you know, my man Tom Crean or somebody like that wants to continue on as a broadcaster and maybe get back into coaching when the timing is right. But yeah, he was really good at it. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy for him. You know, I always enjoyed just talking to him in general, the shows that we did together. So yeah, it sounded very natural. And he's a good, smart basketball man.
You have another game on Friday, right? SLU plays on Friday, and you'd be doing play-by-play.
Yeah,
for that?
I won't do that one. They're going to be in Wichita tomorrow night, late. I will do the women's game on KMOX on Saturday afternoon while the Indiana-Ohio State game's going.
Oh,
yeah.
Tom.
Don't worry.
That's rough.
Are you going to have your phone like on your lap secretly
you
streaming
worry.
That game?
Tom is the consummate professional.
Ways.
He will not be distracted at all.
No.
Tom's doing play-by-play, and he's like, yes!
Only
I
doing
mean...
commercial breaks. Yeah. Touchdown!
I'm sorry, what was that, Tom?
Field goal.
Nothing. Yeah.
It was a field goal.
Yes, that's right.
So, Tom, you ready for this next Wednesday?
By the way, the Blues only have 2 more wins than the Sharks do.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Sharks have 6.
You going Blues to Guns N' Hoses?
I am doing the telecast
the
on Fox
okay,
2.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's right. Forgot about that.
We're doing the telecast. Jesse
and
Finney is my analyst. Guess who the ringside reporter is? Right down the hall here.
Julie
Tristan.
Tristan, yeah.
Uh-huh.
She's
yep,
team she's, red.
She's a captain, but
she's married to a firefighter.
Suggestion was, you know, she's already in the ring after every match. Let's have her interview the winner.
Oh,
I thought
nice.
You were going to say, let's have her fight.
So Chris Pronger, who's not able to make it this year, he was our ringside reporter, is being replaced by Julie Tristan.
Nice.
Yes.
I'm going
yes.
for the first time.
Oh, man, you're
going
to love it. It is a great, great show.
There's a women's fight I saw, and I watched the Tyson fight, and of course Netflix was buffering for like 80% of the broadcast, but I saw clips of the women's fight, and that one was way more intense than
it's
even
great.
The Tyson fight.
There's an MMA fight, too, so it's great. It's all for a great cause, also for Backstoppers, so you'll have a blast.
And I was telling Kim about the heavyweight fight. You have a 6'275 pounder versus a 6'365 pounder.
Holy cow. Night before Thanksgiving, so make sure if the tickets, it always sells out. So if you can snag one, get one. It's definitely worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we've been giving them away. And I mentioned that yesterday that hair saloon, certain locations, they still have tickets.
Yeah.
So it may not hurt to call and see if they've got some tickets left.
I have to get back to my radio station.
All right.
I love hanging
yep.
with you guys.
Thank you, Tom.
See
you. We appreciate
Tom.
It. Good luck to your Hoosiers on this weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll
Let's
be
go.
Thinking about you.
Let's
you
go.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. What's that?
You don't mean that.
As a fan, I do.
Yes,
I do. Because they're having a historic season at his college. And you know what? If age brings you any perspective at all, it's that when you're young and your team is doing well like that, you're really into it, but you don't appreciate it the way somebody like Tom Ackerman is going to appreciate it, because Indiana football has never been this competitive. This is going to be the greatest team in his lifetime. And he and Alex next door here is on Y98 this morning. They're both Hoosier fans, and they're in seventh heaven right now. The opportunity to beat Ohio State potentially and go 11-0 for this season is just incredible. It's just never happened before. So
yeah, I've never experienced that as a Mizzou fan.
I mean,
there's been some good games.
Yeah, sure. They've had some great
seasons. I remember when they beat Oklahoma, when I was in college. I forget how old I was, what year I was, but I remember everyone rushing the field. And I mean, that was a huge win. They were number one.
Yeah.
But we've never had that season. You know, like it will look promising in the beginning. You know, we were ranked so high. What, number 9 or 6? I mean, we were in the top 10.
And then something
happens.
And then
we just fall. Yeah. And same with Mizzou basketball. It just, you never know.
Well, it could have one of those magical seasons coming up. Who knows?
I'm not going to hold my breath.
I'm going to the Mizzou Kentucky basketball game. I've already secured my tickets for March 8th.
Is it at Mizzou?
At Mizzou.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I can just have to drive 2 hours. It's a Thursday night, Carl.
So guess who will be hosting on
March 9th, I will not be here. I'm just saying. I'm just speculating here. But yeah. Going to go down there with a couple of my closest Mizzou fan friends, and we're going to watch.
I'll mark my calendar for March 9th.
It should be good. Yeah, go ahead and pencil that in, please.
Get more at 971talk.com.